Live from the rain-soaked center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, March 15th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the British Parliament has failed in its duty to deliver Brexit, as the voters supported and demanded. Now the country's being plunged into more uncertainty, and the likelihood of Brexit never happening is becoming much more likely. The globalists are winning. Two, the president had his emergency declaration shot down with the help of some feckless Republicans who say they're fearful of Democrats using some declarations like that in the future for gun control, protecting illegals, and climate change. Psst, they're going to do that anyway. You are so clueless. Oh, by the way, it'll get vetoed anyway. And number one, if you haven't heard, it's now or never. The fate of the planet is in your hands, and you need to do something right now because it's your fault. And we're all going to die if you don't. That's all part of the positive message being put forth by Beto. You betcha.
Literally, not to be melodramatic, but literally the future of the world depends on us right now here where we are. So yes, let's find a way to do this.
And we'll get to Beto's positive, uplifting message, but first, breaking news. Out of New Zealand, 49 dead, more than 20 injured, two mosque attacks occurring overnight. New Zealand is any listener of this program knows I've spent a great deal of time in New Zealand. It's a green, clean, wonderful place, laid back, not much crime at all. They have gun ownership that's fairly prevalent. But all indications are that these two mosque attacks were carried out by an anti-immigration individual from Australia. The initial reports indicate that this gentleman, his name is Brenton Tarrant, from what we can gather on the internet, and he did a lot of different sorts of things, apparently. He live-streamed 17 minutes of these attacks. That's all been taken down since. He wrote a 73-page manifesto, did Brenton Tarrant, according to what we have gathered from Grafton, Australia, we believe. Now, this isn't coming from the main channel news sources. We're working our back channel magic to find this stuff for you. But 49 people killed in Christchurch, New Zealand, a place that I spent quite a bit of time in 2016. Beautiful city. About 400,000 people. Christchurch devastated by a massive earthquake not long after the time I left there. And now devastated by double mosque attacks by a man who said it was time to stop the invaders, from what I can read. Now, I'm going to go to something that was posted by him online. I'm going to share with you what I can of it, because not all of it can be read here, but I will read some of it. Well, lads, it's time to stop posting and time to make a real-life effort post. I will carry out an attack against the invaders and will even live stream the attack via Facebook. The Facebook link is below, and by the time you read this, I should be going live. It's been a long ride, and despite all your rampant faggotry, fecklessness, and degeneracy, you are all top blokes and the best bunch of cobblers, I guess, a man could ask for. I guess those are slang terms from New Zealand. I have provided links to my writings below. Please do your part by spreading this message, making memes, and posting as you usually do. If I don't survive the attack, goodbye, God bless, and we'll see y'all in Valhalla. So this guy obviously was on a trajectory to commit these crimes. By the way, I think it's by far the largest mass shooting in New Zealand history, from what I can tell. It'll be the largest. The last mass shooting I can find in New Zealand of any significance happened several years ago, and it was a total of 13 people shot in an attack then. So as we sort this out, it appears to be motivated by an anti-immigrant, a guy who was targeting the Muslims in the mosque on their day of worship. Not the way to go about things. Certainly not the way to approach the day. And something that will be pointed to for years to come will likely change laws in places like New Zealand. You watch. The reaction to this sort of thing will be there'll be an overcorrection somewhere. New Zealand has been very strict on immigration. Unlike so many other countries around the world, New Zealand has not allowed big numbers of refugees to come to their nation. They're an island. They are a small country, less than 6 million people, and they have not let a great migration come to their country. They've been very strict. Like, I think the thing I read, they were going to let 8,000 in per year total, 8,000 immigrants total. So if you watch this play out. You watch what I'm telling you is going to be true, not only in New Zealand, but on the world stage. A great overreaction. It's a horrible event, a horrible attack, a terrible crisis. And so there will be this great push to deal with it, but the point is that they will go too far, my guess. The 28-year-old wrote to a working-class, low-income family who decided to take a stand to ensure a future for my people. A white supremacist bent on that is clear. He's being investigated for counterterrorism now, and we'll keep you up on this. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed the individual taken into custody is an Australian-born citizen. He called him an extremist, right-wing, violent terrorist. Sky News heard the town of Grafton is in shock, trying to come to terms with how a polite, well-mannered young man came to find himself on a path that led to Christ Church. A student at the local high school went on to work at a gym where his former boss said he regularly volunteered his time to train kids for free. In April 2010, his father died at the age of 49 from cancer, and he set off on a 7-year trip around the world, did Tarrant. It was sometime during this journey that former friends now speculate he was perhaps radicalized. Family members who remain in the Grafton area are in shock, trying to come to terms with his acts and are assisting police with their investigations, according to Sky News. Again, all of this moving very fast at this hour, and we'll keep you up to terms on that as best we can. Turning back to the headlines here at home, the Senate, as you know, rejected Donald Trump's border emergency declaration, setting up his first veto. Did you know that Donald Trump has not had a veto yet? Barack Obama had a dozen. George Bush had a dozen. But if you go back to Ronald Reagan, he had something like 87 vetoes. Back and forth, the push and shove, the gridlock. Zero vetoes so far for Donald Trump. But the vote was 59-41 on the House passed measure set up by a dozen Republicans, including the likes of Mitt Romney and Mike Lee, both Utah senators, saying no. Now, they both say that they strongly support border security, but they don't like the trajectory that the president was taking. They don't like the idea of using an emergency declaration to get the wall built. Now, having said that, it's quite clear that the 1976 law that makes it possible for national emergency declarations to happen in the first place gives the president congressional authority. He already had constitutional authority because of his ability to control immigration. That's given. Plenary power is the president's to have. He can say who comes into the country and who does not to a certain extent and to a great extent. Then he furthermore has congressional blessing by the 1976 law. I believe the only way you can actually reverse this is to change the 1976 national emergency law. I mean, there's been dozens of these things. 31 or 32 still remain on the books. And they are things that I wouldn't call national emergencies at all. Like giving money to the Congo and giving money to Iraq and so on and so forth. I mean, you go back and look. They date back to the presidency of Jimmy Carter. There's a national emergency in place from the 1979 overthrow of the Shah of Iran. Still in place. Anyhow, a lot more news, plus the positive message of Beto O'Rourke. Oh, you don't want to miss this. The positive message of Beto O'Rourke. Straight ahead, 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to Grads of Life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the...
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Confession.